Welcome to Art as Told By. In this series, we open our platform to artists, giving them the freedom to share their perspective of art as a concept, how it's helped mold them into the person that they are today, and how society around them is changed as a result. This is Art as Told By, the cast of The Paper Man, an improbable production. The Paper Man runs in the Soho Theatre until Saturday the 9th of March. You can book tickets through the website www.sohotheatre.com.
What is art? Okay. Maybe one way to think about the world and us in it is that there are kind of different modes of existence, maybe. So there's a kind of tangible world that we agree on. So we agree a chair is a chair, and we agree a table is a table. But then there's other stuff. There's other stuff that isn't tangible, but that's just as much about being alive. So there's a kind of tangible stuff about being alive and the non-tangible stuff about being alive. And I think art is when the kind of non-tangible stuff, some people call it the dreaming, kind of pops through into the tangible bit and takes a tangible form, but retains its dreaming or intangible quality. So it can be like a gateway into that, those other modes of being. It can sort of throw you into that, or it can remind you that that's there. So I think it's the ineffable made effable.
Good answer. Wow.
Such deep, much philosophy.
Who's told ya.
Who's going to follow that?
I don't know what ineffable means.
Me.
I think it's just another word for intangible, isn't it? I hope so. Otherwise, I'm going to. I don't think there is a word for effable. I don't think effable is a word. Definitely right. Not. So
you've made up a word.
I may have made a big fool of myself.
How does art personally impact me? I like the stuff that's sneaky. I like the stuff that like completely bypasses my brain and goes straight to like giving me physical sensations and like which are indescribable. So think, you know, if I had to describe them, it would be like things like it would make me feel fizzy or sort of squirmy or sort of just sort of breathless. I think it relates to the first question of like, what is art? I think it doesn't need to be. I think if it has to be explained to me, and so therefore like functioning on an intellectual level, that's a little bit sad. Obviously, if I have a physical, visceral reaction to it, and then I'm given more information to appreciate it on other levels, that's fine. But I don't like having to approach art from a thinky point of view. And it makes me, actually, what's been really wonderful about The Paper Man is that some makers who have seen it have come in and gone, oh my God, I want to make again, or I want to make some more, or I want to make with more ferocity. And other people who aren't makers are like, oh, this is why I forgot that I love going to the theater, or I love seeing live stuff. So, you know, I like being activated by art in a real way, and that's the kind of art I like to make. Art that activates people, because that's, otherwise, why make it?
Okay, so who is the creative world's best kept secret? I'm going to bring it back to the Pet Shop Boys, because that's a very specific thing about the show for me. And not necessarily the whole creative world's best kept secret, but I would nominate them, I guess, because I think in the 80s, pop music was an art form, but I think it was really dismissed because it was populist. And I actually think that, you know, getting art through, like Schultz did with the Peanuts, you know, getting philosophies through populist art has got to be the best way of getting an idea out there, surely, or to the most amount of people. And so for me, you know, as a teenager in the 80s, when I heard the music, something just dragged me away from the classical world that I was in, and I really related to that world, that they were able to speak to a universal people who were stuck in, you know, a cultural black hole where I was, where you couldn't get hold of, you couldn't go to Rough Trade Records, or, you know, you had to travel to London to get anything. And they really opened up a whole art world for me, actually. So it wasn't just about the music and the sentiment of that escape and to go and do something big in the world and make a difference, but they opened my eyes to Derek Jarman. What an amazing filmmaker. When I watch those films now, I just think it's pure creativity. There's something about it that just sucks you in the way that when you go around an art gallery and you see really great art, you're just inspired. Whether you understand it or not, you're just totally inspired. And those films feel like that for me because they're so free, I guess, in a way. It's not locked down to a certain bit of text and you have to do it a certain way, like a lot of British theatre. It's amazing, and locked me into the idea of Michael Nyman, the Balanescu Quartet, the mix between Peter Greenaway and Michael Nyman, the tonality between the films and that music, and how that worked together was like a total eye-opener. You know, and they also were also reinventing themselves all the time, and they came away from the romantics kind of obsession with dressing up and stuff, and just went deadpan and kind of got the political message across through songs by being deadpan and just giving you the lyrics, and then you could put your own interpretation on them. And then they used Derek Jarman to do their first pop tour, so it was suddenly an artistic thing. Eventually they did their own theatre show. They used Sam Taylor Wood to do a theatre show, which was amazing. So all the time they were locking themselves into, you know, what you call credible art, and all the time probably being dismissed as artists themselves, even though actually I think they are. It's just that they're populist, and so therefore people dismiss it. And weirdly, they seem to get more credibility now for the longevity. So for me, I would nominate them, really.
How do I feel about the battle between what I want to create and what I think other people want me to create? I mean, that's the shit that keeps you up at night, I think. It's in every moment of everything that you make, of everything that you put out there. It's certainly a part of the paper man. I think particularly when you're working in the realm of the radical, or where you're endeavouring to change minds about something, or it's political, or you're working with something that's controversial, then it's even more acute, that pull between those two extremes. And I think they are extremes, because something, the first one, which is about what you want to do, is something that is innate, is something that is you're working on instinct, whereas the other one lives in your head and lives on Twitter feeds and on Facebook and in the work, you know, the writings of critics and the and what you feel your audience feels, and is also totally make-believe, because it's just another story that you're telling yourself. What do I feel about it? I suppose it's always good to have your eye or your ear open to that, because I think, you know, you shouldn't just create in a vacuum. I think that can become narcissistic and problematic. And if you're not listening to, if you're not listening to groups of people or communities about a particular subject, then I think that's problematic. I think you also have to turn off to maybe individuals, because you're never going to please everybody, and you're never going to please anybody. That's it, done. Okay. it's I think, and it gets worse as you get older. I feel more sick about it every time because I learn more and I feel the responsibility more acutely. So I think I used to be able to make frivolous art. and now my conscience can't take that.
Okay, so what role do artists have in today's society? I think artists have whatever role they're willing to take, because it, to me, is a free form. But even if it's like unconscious or conscious, I do think that artists kind of create culture. They like inspire or change or challenge culture in some way, whether that be because their work is activating or inspiring or has an element of educating, or it is just sort of full of life and truth and realness, which is also something people have been mostly like impacted by the Paper Man with, is this like they're just like, it's so real, we weren't sure what was real and what was, you know, acted. So yeah, artist's role in society, I think, is probably a bit broad to just say like create culture. What do I mean by that? I think I mean that depending on where the artist is, the community or the society or even just the family or wherever environment they're in that environment, I think they have a very amazing, what's the word? Like gifting or like, I don't know, like way of being able to kind of like what Lee was saying with the first question, like find that where the two cross over of like the ineffable and make words up, and I think that is a special trait, but also there's a lot of artists who do things for themselves, but that could also be like quite an affecting thing in culture as well without them realizing. Artists could be very political if they want to be. They could be very reflective, or they could use art for escapism, and therefore art can be healing, and the role of an artist could be healer or preacher even, or friend. I think there are many possibilities, and that's why I like being an artist.
Thanks for tuning in. To learn more about Improbable's work, you can find them on Twitter at Improbable1.
If you'd like to learn more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates and stories from a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, available for both Apple and Android.